episode 1067, Unwrap the Magic.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How's your week going? Hopefully you are not too consumed with your shopping list yet. We are going to talk about some refreshment for you. It is Inspiration Motivation Day. We're going to unwrap the magic. We all need some magic in our life, so let's get to it. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, every day you have the opportunity to unwrap the magic that fills your day with joy, happiness, and love. So what are you waiting for? The perfect time again, thinking you can have what you want. Sometimes we can be so picky, we miss what's right in front of us. Today, you are going to leave the hurt, the sorrow, and the pain behind. Let God wrap you in His arms while you unwrap the magic. That magic is the many promises He gives us. So how are your plans for this year? How have they gone so far? Have you gotten everything that you wanted, accomplished all those magnificent goals? Well, maybe not necessarily all of them, maybe one or two, okay, maybe none. Wherever you are in the spectrum, Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You see, you don't have to worry about what is and what is to come because God's got it all figured out. Yet what do? We spend our time maybe sitting on the couch next to the fireplace with our warm cup of whatever we like to drink, maybe a book to distract us, but all where our mind is wandering is, what am I going to do with my life? Where am I going? What is this really going to look like in 5, 10 years? And it's not out of concern, it's out of worry. God says, don't worry, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you. That should make you smile today, knowing that you don't have to have all the answers today. Let God have the answers for you. Plus, you know what? You have no reason to run and be weary, trying to do everything under your own strength. I know I am so guilty as charged, and I probably figure out that you are too. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says this, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint." God's got you no matter what your situation is. Sometimes we think He can't handle us. We think that, He's too busy. God is an incredible God. He's all-consuming when it comes to you because He loves you that much. But you have to be willing to let Him in. You have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to wait upon God. And when He shows me what I'm supposed to do, I will take action. In the meantime, I know I just take the next step. Even though that next step may seem so small, I know that that's what I'm to do. Well, then you got to ask yourself, how strong is trust in your life? Too many disappointments and confusion? Maybe you're counting too many failures than hopes and dreams. It's easy to get trapped in that, isn't it? Because we see more of the bad than the good. It's easier to see the glass half empty than half full. And when things aren't always going our way, we seem to go back to where we feel comfortable. And that's, the disappointment. And if you're there, you don't ever have to worry about being disappointed again. Proverbs 3 verses 5 through 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths." You may want all the answers and you may want to have them, but ultimately God carries it out. He tells you where to turn. But if you don't let Him, then it's all up to you. And you're not really trusting in that instance. So sometimes it's better for us to take a step back and ask God to lead, God to direct your path in the way that you should go, to be patient with him, because his timing is perfect timing. Our timing is just plain messed up. But when you rely on God, everything is a heavenly blessing. Well, you do know how much you are loved, right? Maybe you're not feeling that today. Maybe you're a little under the weather. Your heart's a little tired. Or maybe you're all just, you know, zoomed up and you're like, I am on cloud nine. This is an awesome day. You can be on both of those and still not feel loved. But you know what? You are loved. And you're not loved because of the laundry that you do, because you cook dinner, because you clean the house and you get projects done. You are loved because God loves you for who you are. Nothing less and nothing more. He loves you. Ephesians 3, verses 16 through 19 says this: I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That should get an amen. God loves you so much, he will fulfill all of your dreams, because his dreams are your dreams and your dreams are his dreams. But you can't shut them out. You can't try to do everything on your own. There's something about stepping out in faith. Unwrap the magic God has waiting for you. Let your dreams shine bright, your heart beat with courage, and your spirit grow in faith. This is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.